Migration at the US-Mexico border is often framed as a crisis of control. Too many people, not enough enforcement, and a system that feels overwhelmed. We hear terms like border surge, deterrence, and security breakdown, and the conversation quickly becomes centered on walls, patrols, and how to stop movement. But what if that framing is actually limiting how we understand the problem? What if border security isn't just about stopping movement, but about managing a shared system between two countries shaped by human needs, institutional constraints, and regional instability? Hi and welcome. I'm Savannah Torres, and today I'll be walking through a policy brief titled Reframing Border Security, a Human-Centered Binational Approach to Migration Governance. This brief challenges the idea that migration is simply a U.S. enforcement issue. Instead, it argues that migration is fundamentally a binational system, shaped by decisions made in both the United States and Mexico. Over the next few minutes, I'll walk through five key parts. First, how migration at the border actually works. Second, why current policy approaches fall short. Third, what we can learn from real-world cases. Fourth, what a more effective policy strategy could look like. And finally, why reframing border security in human-centered terms actually strengthens national security rather than weakening it. To begin, we need to rethink what the problem actually is. Between 2020 and 2023, migration pressures at the southern U.S. border increased significantly. Border encounters rose, asylum systems became overwhelmed, and immigration courts accumulated record backlogs. But these trends are often interpreted as failures of enforcement, suggesting that the solution is simply more control. In reality, these trends reflect something deeper: structural strain across interconnected systems. Migration is driven by push factors, so economic instability, violence, and climate-related displacement in Central America. These forces compel people to leave their homes. But migration is not a single moment, it's a process. And that process unfolds across multiple countries, institutions, and decision points. This is where Mexico becomes critically important. One of the most important insights from this policy brief is that Mexico is not just a transit country, it is a central actor in migration governance. Mexico enforces migration policy, intercepts migrants, hosts individuals for extended periods, and collaborates with U.S. authorities. This means that migration outcomes are shaped long before migrants reach the U.S. border. So when we talk about border security, we're not just talking about a line on a map, we're talking about a system that spans an entire region. To make this more concrete, let's look at a specific case: the Tijuana-San Diego corridor. This region is one of the busiest migration entry points along the border, and one of the clearest examples of how interconnected the system is. When migration pressures rise, both sides of the border feel it immediately. In Tijuana, shelters become overcrowded, infrastructure becomes strained, and migrants often face difficult and sometimes unsafe conditions. On the US side, border processing systems slow down, detention capacity is stretched, and immigration courts face increasing backlogs. What's important here is that these pressures are not separate, they are shared. When coordination between US and Mexican authorities is strong, migration flows tend to stabilize. But when coordination weakens, even slightly, the system destabilizes quickly. This demonstrates that migration is not something that arrives at the border, it is something that is produced and managed across both countries simultaneously. So, how are policymakers currently trying to address this? There are three dominant approaches. The first is enforcement, such as border walls, patrols, and surveillance. These strategies can produce short-term reductions in crossings, but they don't necessarily eliminate migration. Instead, they redirect it. Migrants sh shift routes, rely on different networks, and adapt to enforcement patterns. And in many cases, enforcement increases risk, pushing people into more dangerous terrain. The second approach focuses on improving the asylum and immigration system. This includes increasing court capacity, speeding up processing, and expanding legal pathways. These reforms are important and necessary, but they are also limited. they focus on the U.S. system, while much of the migration process occurs outside of it. Many migrants spend extended periods in Mexico waiting for opportunities to apply for asylum or move forward. So improvements within the U.S. system alone doesn't resolve broader pressure. The third approach addresses root causes through development in Central America. This includes economic investment, anti-corruption efforts, and climate resilience programs. These strategies are essential for long-term stability, but they take time, and they require sustained coordination across multiple governments. So the problem isn't that these approaches are wrong, it's that they are incomplete when they are used alone. They fail to fully account for the fact that migration is a shared cross-border system. The central insight of this policy brief is this: if migration is a binational system, then it requires a binational policy response. Policies designed in isolation, no matter how strong, will fall short if they don't account for cross-border dynamics. This is why enforcement alone doesn't work, why system reform alone doesn't reduce pressure, and why development alone doesn't address immediate challenges. What's needed is coordination. Structured, sustained coordination between the United States and Mexico. And that's where this policy brief shifts the conversation from deterrence to governance. So, what does a better approach look like? This brief proposes a three-phase strategy from 2026 to 2028, designed to align short-term actions with long-term solutions. The first phase focuses on stabilizing the system. This involves establishing joint U.S.-Mexico task forces and high traffic corridors like Tijuana, San Diego, El Paso, Ciudad Juarez, and McAllen, Reynosa. But importantly, this is not about broad enforcement. It's about targeted enforcement, specifically disrupting human smuggling and trafficking networks. These networks are a major driver of irregular migration and often exploit vulnerable populations. This phase also includes humanitarian safeguards, such as coordinated search and rescue efforts and monitored safe transit zones, to reduce migrant mortality. The second phase focuses on expanding capacity on both sides of the border. This includes building binational asylum processing infrastructure, starting with a permanent pre-screening hub in Tijuana. This hub would allow migrants to initiate asylum claims safely without undertaking dangerous crossings. It also reduces pressure on U.S. immigration courts and creates a more orderly process. At the same time, the United States would expand its own system, more immigration judges, faster processing timelines, and improved case management. The goal here is not just efficiency, but fairness, accessibility, and system credibility. The third phase addresses long-term drivers. This includes formalizing a regional framework, what this brief calls a Northern Triangle Compact, the region primarily composed of Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, which that framework would focus on economic development, climate resilience, and governance in Central America. But again, we must know that Mexico plays a central role. This framework integrates Mexico as a core partner in migration management, not just a transit country. It also introduces accountability, clear benchmarks tied to migration outcomes, processing efficiency, and humanitarian protections. So, what does all of this mean for policymakers and the United States National Security Council, the agency which this brief is aimed at? It means that border security needs to be reframed, not just as a question of control, but instead as a question of governance. A governance approach that recognizes that migration is driven by interconnected systems, economic, political, and institutional systems, and that effective policy to address this issue of migration must operate across those systems. It also recognizes migrants not just as security concerns, but as the individuals they are that are navigating structural constraints, people that are responding to instability, opportunity, and survival. Ultimately, a human-centered binational approach doesn't weaken national security, it strengthens it, because it moves beyond reactive enforcement toward coordinated, sustainable solutions. And in doing so, it aligns security, humanitarian responsibility, and economic reality in a way that reflects the complexity of the migration issue today. Thank you for listening.